This is the podcast.
Feliz Navidad, everybody. This is the Christmas ML podcast.
I hate you.
I am ho-ho-ho, Cam.
I hate you.
You are Kris Kringle.
I hate you.
And we have two and a half special guests. Pappy's here, so fucking whatever. He's the fucking stripper whatever. Santa Claus. Because he's in Vegas.
It's the three wise men.
Sitting to my right, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi. This is Josh. I've never been on here.
Weren't you at the one MAGFest one?
You were in the room for the MAGFest one.
Was I?
For 8.5.
Oh, well.
The heavily racist joke, Cam.
Yeah.
That's not any different from normal. So.
Is that seriously the only thing that's going to be remembered from that show?
Yes.
Makes sense.
And then you being hella racist, and
it was one joke. That's not hella racist. That's standard.
Yeah, but you
racist.
Just kept like you kept like going with it. Like you just
no, everyone else kept going with it.
I don't know. Well,
Youssef, I love you.
What started it wasn't even recorded. It was the part where you said, "Hey guys, why is there a black person in my room?" You know, and then it kind of ran from there.
And then I start cursing everyone out. It's like you know I'm allergic.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I can't even carry the joke anymore.
Nope. And scene.
And the fifth member of this episode, who's presumably not eating breakfast this time?
Nope. I'm eating oven fries.
God damn. You're so fat, dude.
Oven fries. Are those like home fries? What's the difference?
They're like frozen fries that you put in the oven.
Or ride up.
So they're just fries.
So they're fries. Like,
what's the point of adding the oven?
Do you call them toaster oven fries? Do you cook them in a toaster oven?
That's what they call them in New Zealand. Shut up.
Yeah, it's a table sandwich because I made it on the table.
Hey,
you have to differentiate between fries from the oven and fries for the fryer. So you have oven fries and fryer fries.
Yeah.
Fryer fries.
Fryer fries.
How about like
that
the
sounds,
King's fries and then like, the Friar's fries and then like the Jester's fries.
That's like
fries.
When 9/11 happened and there were Freedom fries. These are Kiwi fries.
Oh, there we go.
Kiwi fries? Why would you fry a Kiwi?
Why not? It's America.
Why would you fry butter?
I feel like there's an inappropriate joke about Asian dudes and lightning bugs in here.
It's like chicken.
You did something wrong.
Get it? Fryer fries?
Yeah. Yeah, we get it. You dick.
Wi-Fi.
So did we actually introduce
everyone.
Me?
That was your introduction.
You're the one talking about...
No takebacks.
You had to mention oven fries. Like, you can't just say, yeah, I'm eating fries over here.
He like, started
oh,
it.
Well, then, oh, yeah. Did you have chicken last night? No, I had oven chicken.
No.
Fuck you. How about that?
I had bowl cereal.
As opposed to plain
cereal? As opposed to box cereal.
As opposed to handfuls.
How about liter cola? You got a liter cola?
I don't want a lot.
That's a liter of cola. That would be like cup cola because I put it in a cup.
No, I'm having bottle Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay. It's different.
All right. Hey. R.I.P. in peace this conversation.
Video games.
Hold on. I'm going to the ATM machine.
I hate that.
I have a coworker that hates when you say catfish.
I don't get it.
How about I'm going to put my PIN number in.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Yeah. And at work we have cat cards.
Are you fucking around or did you seriously not get the ATM
machine? Come on, seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, seriously.
Seriously.
No. Fuck you. really think I'm that dumb? God damn it, fuck you.
So guys, it's Friday. How was your Christmas?
I didn't get anything.
Well, see, it's funny. It's funny because here it's actually...
It's Christmas
Wednesday.
Eve for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 24th.
Here it's Christmas Eve.
Time travel.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Which, speaking of, I guess I could kind of... I could do this now. Give me one second.
One.
Time's up.
you have. There's more than enough guests on today that you can keep the conversation going. You actually don't need me for this right now.
We need you, Chris. We always need you.
That makes it sound like. Well, no, we kind of do need him because he has the recording shit. So I can't.
Yeah, I'm not super excited for Christmas this year because I'm too much of an adult now. And there is one present
Merry
under
Christmas,
my tree.
Fucker.
Well, Christmas Chris has a rifle. Yep, definitely a rifle. Oh God, I got to put my drink down. Let me see what my present is.
Pappy.
Yeah.
You said you've got one Christmas or one present under your tree.
One present under my tree. It's in the UPS box, and I know what it is.
I've got you beat. We have no
doll.
Tree. We
it
have
is
no
a
presents.
Blow-up doll. We all know.
Wow.
And we have no snow because this side of the world is summer.
Yeah, blow-up doll. New Zealand. I mean, I don't feel too bad with a no snow thing. I'm sure
man.
I have a bass fish in my hand. I mean, bass guitar.
It's got Domokun.
Yes, with Domo on it.
I was surprised that when I used to play this out, this used to be my gigging bass.
Giggity.
That's not going to work. My gigging bass for when I played in a top 40s like bar band, essentially.
So what kind of songs have you played on this?
I've played a lot of stuff, actually. I will find you. I will find you pictures of me. Actually, one of my most famous pictures that that Jordan likes to Photoshop, like my face onto stuff. Like you remember the Spice Girls picture where she replaced all of the Spice Girls with my face.
That was a good MAGFest time.
I was playing this bass in that picture.
Wow, my own bass guitar.
So
now I get to play Rocksmith and do horribly at it.
Now you could start playing Rocksmith. You could learn how to play the bass, and then you could be in a video game cover band.
Yep. Well, thanks to one very special former guest of ours, Norg, he is getting me into MAGFest.
What do you mean?
Apparently band members get a plus one, and he's making me his plus one.
So
I get to put out, and maybe... Who knows? If I develop mad bass skills in the next month, maybe I'll be on stage with him.
You can at least get him to teach you some stuff.
True.
So, Joe, I've heard your last guitar solo.
For the sticker on the back too, because basically what ended up happening was here. I'll back away from the mic a little bit.
It's five stickers.
It says crazy because the name of the band was Gone Crazy. My friend that was the guitar player had Gone on the back of his. I have Crazy on the back of mine. During certain songs, we would pick our guitars up like so. You won't be able to see this because it's fucking, audio.
I'll narrate. Chris is still sitting in his chair.
We would be playing like this, and then we would pick our...
He rose the guitar over his head.
Yeah, but then you could see
and showed the word crazy. So that... On the bass.
His would say Gone, mine would say Crazy. He stood on
I wonder if the mic can even hear what you're saying with that.
Yeah, we can hear him fine.
Well, you can. Yeah, I don't know if
they
the
won't
mic
hear
can.
It. But,
well,
yeah.
That was the best story we could tell on this show.
And then
I'm less impressed.
And then the gig bag. So you can carry it around and stuff. Because most of the time when you buy an instrument, it does not give you a case or a gig bag or anything of that. So
well, comes in a cardboard box. I thank you very much. And I hope you continue to enjoy your 2014 birthday/Christmas present.
I know. It's great. I'm still enjoying it. I'm going to start getting into Smash a little bit more. Which, by the way, if nobody knew what that present was, it's the Wii U. Because originally my fiance was going to go halvesies with them, but then she lost her job. So they just took care of the other
two
half
birds
of Christmas.
two holidays with one stone, I guess.
I'm perfectly fine with that. So now we need to play Smash more. I haven't played Smash Online once yet.
Really?
We should do that.
Not once.
You know what else we should do? We should play Sunset Overdrive.
Yes, I would love to do that as well.
We should do that. I agree.
And we should play Diablo. Right, Josh?
I would love to do that, too.
Absolutely. On a PC.
Nope. So, all right, let's listen. Let's just end the podcast now, and I'll get on our Xboxes.
Yeah, if you would listen, if you would listen to the podcast... You would know that I go in ad nauseum as how much I actually prefer it on console in comparison to PC. And I have a hell of a lot more time logged on the PC version than the console version.
Well, you see, if Zach would read your Diablo 3 review on savecontinue.com.
As well.
Yep. Which, you know what I haven't seen on safecontinue.com in a while?
What's that?
What's
our
that?
Fucking podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, why can't PC and Xbox play in the same sandbox? Last week. That's all I'm saying.
Can't.
Yeah, why not?
Because you have offline play on the console version, so people can essentially just dupe items so that they get the best items in the game, and then it screws up the entire like player base for everyone.
All I'm hearing is wah.
No. Those are facts. Like, that's the whole reason
because
why it can't
PC
happen.
Because PC has seasons and console doesn't. That's why they can't play together.
You know that you can turn that on and off, right?
I'm just trying to get him to shut up about it.
Trust me, I was kind of hoping
we wouldn't go into Diablo for once.
It's not going to happen. Well, hey, to be fair, I didn't bring it up.
Joe did.
I'm just saying.
Chris, true. You always bring it up.
I didn't,
though. Even if you didn't say anything, you brought it up.
Psychologically, you brought it up.
Telepathically, I brought it up.
So,
but I didn't.
What the hell news has there been this week?
So, North Korea doesn't have internet.
Things.
Oh, I have a phone call. That's cool. I'm just going to walk away now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How about January's games with gold?
Yeah. Xbox is getting some pretty awesome games for free next month.
Witcher 2?
Yeah, that looks... I'll finally be able to give Witcher another try.
Yeah, you should, because it's fucking awesome.
And D4 on Xbox One?
Which finally gives nobody any excuse to not own it now.
So...
That was way too many negatives.
Were talking about.
Gives nobody no excuse to not own it.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that was triple negative, right? So that still works out.
Quadruple? I don't know. Maybe.
Did it hit
everybody
quadruple?
Should get it for free.
Ain't nobody no not gotta not do that thing with the nothing.
I'm not even gonna attempt to.
I kind of could
that.
Still kind of hear Pappy in the background.
Yeah, no, I can too.
Let's see if we can hear what he's saying.
No, let's not. Because dead air is bad for radio shows, and this is essentially a recorded
because you guys
radio
haven't
show.
Ever had dead air before.
Oh,
nope.
Never.
Hey, listen, I try my very damnedest to keep this on track.
We didn't have it 5 minutes ago when you were 10 feet away from the microphone explaining.
There was more than enough other people on
it
this.
It was like 4.5 feet tops.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's more than enough people that are on this recording right now that there is no excuse as to why there was dead air.
You overestimate us, Chris.
Good thing we're all talking then.
Yeah, exactly. at the same time.
Yeah.
So that was the game that you guys were talking about last week, though, right? The D4?
D4. Dark Dreams Don't Die.
I remember you guys mentioning it at some point. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before.
Maybe during the awards for... Kinect game.
Yeah, it was last week during the awards.
I don't know which.
Yeah, that sounds right. I just listened to that yesterday, so that sounds right.
Which, by the way, for people listening, it is not a Kinect required game.
Yeah, it's a Kinect option.
No, it just has just has features.
Why do people hate the Kinect so much?
Oh, I love the Kinect.
I like the Kinect. I just don't have one. Yeah.
The Kinect, I think, is similar to the gamepad for the Wii U. People think it's crap until they use it, and then they're like, this is amazing.
Right.
Oh, it's crap until you get it to work right. Then it's amazing.
Well, I will say this. I was playing online the other day, and Pappy was playing, and we were just in a party, and he had to leave, and hearing him trying to go like, Xbox, turn off, and then it didn't work, and then he's like still talking, and then he comes back, and he's like, Xbox off, and I can still hear him talking.
You just hear me go, fucking, I didn't want to listen to music.
Yeah. I was sitting there cracking up. Like,
I must be one of the rare ones. I never have problems with the Kinect.
I don't know if I've got a speech impediment. I do have a speech impediment. It doesn't like me sometimes. D4 was actually pretty funny. The AV Club put up their best games of 2014, and it's the only website where I'll actually read the comments, and there were a lot of people who are genuinely like pissed off that D4 didn't make the list. So I know it's not a huge, huge game, but it appears that the people who play it love it.
Well, that's cool. I don't know anything about it other than what you guys had mentioned the other day, which I already forget. So I'll give it a shot because it's free.
All right. Well, Pappy has probably played it the most out of us. So, Pappy, why don't you explain D4?
So have you ever wanted to play a video game where the main character was a detective, a time traveler, and possibly on acid?
So this sounds like Doctor Who.
Yeah, I was just going to say...
Well, what it is you're a detective. You're trying to figure out who killed your wife, and you have this ability to take items that have importance to other people and flash back in time to encounter them.
We're gonna try and solve back mystery. In time.
God damn.
Why don't you just time travel and stop the murder?
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just a weird, fun, funny game. And all of the characters are just a riot. Like, your partner, your friend from when you were still on the force comes to visit you, and he's pretty much a cartoon version of Philip Seymour Hoffman. You have a woman living in your house who dresses and acts like a cat, and only a cat. You encounter.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's such a fun, engrossing story, and it's genuinely funny. But the cool thing they got going on that keeps it from being a just plain point and click is that everything you do takes energy. If you get into a fight, you can get hurt, but you also, every time you investigate or click on something, you lose a little bit of energy. So you have to kind of balance figuring out the mystery without passing out from exhaustion.
So you can't, like, do like another point and click things like Walking Dead. You can't talk to everybody and do everything before moving on.
But you
off,
have
right?
to. You have to make sure you're near a place where you can replenish your energy.
Okay.
And be really careful with it. And even, and if you accidentally talk to the same person twice, then yeah, you've just wasted some of your energy.
Good job, so, Dick.
Yeah. So yeah, you have so to bomb. Really be careful. What you're, yeah.
Press A.
There was one time where I just straight passed the fuck out.
Hmm.
So the first thing you want to do is buy a lucky rabbit's foot because it revives you to half health.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't listening to you at all, Pappy. Was he still talking?
He was.
It's popular enough that well, Joe, are we allowed to talk about the game you gave me the code for?
Yes. Yes. They are.
D4 is popular enough that on the game iDarb. That's an actual team you can.
It's not iDarb. It's IDARB.
Okay, so on
hashtag
IDARB. Every time I've tried to explain this game to someone, I haven't been able to like spell out the hashtag because I just haven't played it enough.
Yeah, it's just remember I drew a red box.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of the time I go hashtag I drew a red box, but just use the first letters.
Yeah, I'll do that. Anyhow, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not gonna figure that out right now. Just fucking, it's that. Just,
yeah,
just
we'll chat about I drew a red box in a few minutes. I did want to say some people don't realize that D4 has DLC for it.
Wait, so are you saying that it just has DLC in general?
Right now there is. What the hell's that?
That was
I don't know,
Zach.
God damn it, Zach!
Sounds like someone's on the turntable.
D4 right now has one item for download, but in its history, it's had probably 20 things. They have a really, really weird way of how they've handled the DLC, and that it's all like different indie developers make different shirts and sweatshirts and hair sets and different shit for your character in the game. It's all completely free, but it's also only up for about a week, 2 weeks, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, you're encouraged to check in at least once a week.
Yes. It has had outfits for Killer Instinct, Rock Band, which just ended, so if you missed out, fuck you, haha. Super Time Force, Fable, Gears of War. So Microsoft and indie properties all have different unique items in the game.
Interesting.
I'm hoping for the people... Cool. What?
What?
I said that's pretty cool.
Say what again?
Say what one more time, motherfucker. I'm hoping that with them offering the game for free, that they will bring back all the DLC for at least, you know, another week or two.
I don't know, man. If I was that game company, I'd tell everybody to go fuck themselves. I'd just be like, you missed out, motherfucker. Sucks to be you.
Well,
because the DLC is free.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so there's no, I feel like it's not, there wouldn't be any incentive for them to bring it back. If they were paid DLCs, then they can be like, oh yeah, maybe we'll make some extra money by somebody picking this up. But because they were free, they'll just be like, nah, fuck that.
Well,
like,
they've already brought them back once. They brought everything back for 1 week. And Pappy, I think I warned you about it, that hey, everything is back. All the DLC.
I got a lot of it. I'm not sure if I got all of it, though.
But I'm hoping that with them releasing the game on Games with Gold, at least for a week, they'll bring everything back for the people who probably just didn't know the game existed.
Yeah,
that's been one of the biggest gripes with D4 is it's a big exclusive from, you know, from the guy who made Deadly Premonition, so it's guaranteed to be weird, and they just didn't market it enough. So hopefully now that people will know it exists, they'll have a chance to get some of that DLC.
We'll see. We will see.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for part two.
Hopefully we get it.
D5?
So
D4.2.
D4.2.
D8.
D4.20 blaze it.
D20.
D20.
So another little bit of news that we can actually talk about is, how about that Telltale bundle?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. It's a good fit from talking about D4 over to Telltale. They're both kind of point and click adventure games. So
they're both companies.
Really well.
They both have titles.
They have video words. Games. There's like things with it. They cost money.
Something Game of Thrones.
Yeah, something Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just released a bundle of all 5 of the Xbox One Telltale games. Just so Zach doesn't try correcting me that there's more than 5.
Hold on
Telltale
a minute while I go buy these.
Normally by themselves, they'd be $130. They put the bundle out for $110. And this week only, it's on sale for $55.
Which is nutso.
Insane. It's crazy.
It is good for anyone who hasn't already bought 3 or more.
And yes.
It's good for people who already have bought 3 or more on other consoles and just want to give Telltale money again.
Yes.
See, I feel like they should...
So, Joe.
That's one of those places where Sony's got the better deals with their cross-buy stuff. You know, I with Xbox One and Xbox 360 both having so many things that are on both consoles now, I wish they'd do... Like, and now and then they have the things like, oh, if you bought it on 360, upgrade to one for free. I wish they'd do that with the Telltale
games. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I did buy seasons 1 and 2 of The Walking Dead when it was on sale, but it should have been offered like, hey, since you bought the whole goddamn thing once, just give us $5 bucks to download it again or something.
Don't you still have to rebuy the Telltale games on PS4?
Possibly. I'm just saying Sony has more games that do that stuff.
Yeah,
that's
because they're all Joe.
They're all games that are pretty much funded by or exclusive to PlayStation. Like,
no,
like,
that's fair.
I mean, I would love to see stuff I already bought on the 360 be able to be played on the one, but most companies just don't do that. And the other big different thing is Microsoft doesn't have a portable like the Vita to make a cross-buy worthwhile.
Also, not to mention the fact that is it not what? When are they going to actually 100% stop doing games for the 360? Couple months, maybe.
Who knows?
So
really,
yeah, really.
You think a couple months?
I think so. I think at least half a year. Because what? How long?
I think at least half a year. Yeah.
Because there's probably still some things that they're finishing up development.
Right. But I honestly think like absolute maximum they're going to put more games out for this system is a year. Maximum.
No. We'll still see some games trickle out. Did you know last year they released the final PS2 game? And it was a soccer game. So no, we'll see stuff come out for the 360. It'll be like 4 games a year. And there'll be sports and wrestling.
Okay.
But we'll still see them.
You're going to see the multi-platform blockbusters probably.
Yeah, we're done seeing...
Lego games.
Yeah.
But we're done seeing 360 exclusives.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next Lego game still came out on N64.
Listen, don't diss Lego Racers.
I'll never diss Lego games.
All right. Zach is talking. Like
diss?
No, he's not.
Or a... Hello?
What?
Yes.
Hi.
I was just going to say, 20 minutes before starting the podcast, I finished up my Lego Batman 3 review, and I was confirming what all systems it's on, and it's not on the Wii original, which surprised me.
That is shocking. You would expect that on the Wii.
It's on PS3, PS4, PS Vita, Wii U, 3DS, 360, N-Gage, Xbox One,
3DO,
PC,
iPad,
iOS, Android,
Linux,
R-Zone.
Dude, Tiger R-Zone, I want to find one.
I still want an N-Gage, I really do.
You can ask John if he still has his N-Gage. He was actually using it 3 years ago as a phone.
Oh my God, that'd be so awesome. Just for MagFest, I'll switch my service over to an N-Gage. Be like, dude, call me. Why?
Pull out Wait the taco phone. Wait until you see this shit.
Pull out the taco phone.
Dude, I'm hungry now. Thanks.
The taco phone. You just ate pizza. Fuck.
Josh has a metabolism.
Well, I used to.
Apparently.
Yeah, we grabbed a Little Caesars on the way here. Speaking of on the way here,
you didn't actually have pizza. You had Little Caesars. There's a difference.
Yeah, look, it has bread and sauce and cheese.
I have a very stupid story for what happened on my way here.
I'm ready.
Driving through Plymouth, I'm just about to get into town, and there's a car stopped right ahead of me, and I see up on the hill, coming down the hill, a whole bunch of fire trucks, ambulance, cop car. And I'm like, oh my God, what the hell happened? This looks pretty bad. So they pulled out and they started driving. It was going really slow. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is everything going so slow? We get into town and they start making random stops. Why are they stopping? I would see a guy hop out of a fire truck or something and run to a door and then run back and they'd start going again. They got the lights on, loud sirens, everything else. After about four stops, one of the porch lights, I can see that on top of the one fire truck is Santa Claus. So I was stuck in a fucking parade out of nowhere. Just surprise parade.
That's what your tweet was about.
It's like flash mobs.
Pretty
it's
much.
Flash Santa.
So I did what anybody would do. Santa. I rolled my windows down, I cranked Rise Against, and I started waving to everyone.
You're his cousin, Joe Claus.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Rise Against in 2 months.
Nice.
Joe Claus.
I'm hoping to. They're playing in... God, where the fuck is it?
Probably Reading.
Stroudsburg?
Oh, yeah, Stroudsburg at the Sherman Theater.
Yeah, them and Linkin Park are playing, and I don't know if I could afford tickets for Mary, my little sister, who was on one of these episodes before.
I do recall that.
The Mayhem Fest episode.
Yep.
She said for her college graduation, her birthday, and Christmas, all she wants is for her and I to go to the concert, and I don't know if we can. But I'd love to.
Joey. So,
'tis the season.
What's up, Josh?
Chris, it's Rise Against and Foo Fighters.
Ooh,
nice.
That's worth.
What was your sad sigh for, Patty?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That wasn't that many bit that. I was checking. You mentioned concerts. There's a concert here called Extreme Thing in March. That's just $20, all ages, and 30 bands on four stages. So I was like, oh shit, I should check out what they're doing in 2015, because that's where I got to see Aquabats and all these other bands 2 years ago. And Extreme Thing event will not be held in 2015. Thank you for your understanding.
Boo.
Boo.
So what you're saying is you checked out mid-conversation.
And also what you're saying is you're not excited for any festivals for this year.
I did what I've been doing for 21 years. Joe said, I have a story to tell. And my brain went, huh, what else is there to think about?
That's an accurate retelling of our friendship together.
I don't get excited about individual concerts because it takes too much time in Vegas. I just let people tell me what's coming up this month.
Yeah, I guess. That's one way of doing it.
Yes.
Remember that time I drove over your foot?
Yes.
It was awesome.
I've had my foot run over by multiple people. You're not special anymore.
I want to hear this story, so go.
We were at Pappy's house, and he got out of the car real stupid, and I drove over his foot.
Are you saying Pappy did something really stupid?
Yeah, I got out of the car when he dropped me off.
God, you're a fucking idiot.
The best part is that it was his heel.
Yeah, he ran up
over
my
heel.
Because I went to push myself out of the car, and my foot went a little under the car, and then he just decided, oh, Pappy's out of the car enough, time to accelerate.
He went to eject and roll out of the car.
Did he have, do you have suicide doors? Like, what, are you just going to, like, run him over with the door? Like, I don't, like...
All right, Chris, Josh is the same person who, for an entire year in high school, would only get into my car by opening the passenger side door, rolling down the window, shutting the door, and then leaping through the window.
It was awesome.
For an entire school year.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
It's terrible.
Keep actually. Telling more high school stories. Fuck it. Our podcast doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Or we could talk about video games because...
I thought we were done.
There are plenty of other things to talk about. Like
yeah.
You mean like IDR... What?
IDD2D.
IDARB? Is that it?
IDARB.
IDARB.
Which I'm still hoping to get them on the podcast soon.
I saw your tweet at them while I was playing the game. Because there's a Twitter feed at the bottom of the game.
Oh, was it in? It showed up in the game. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. If you tweet to the creators, it scrolls across the screen while you're playing it. They make it feel like an 8-bit basketball game. You're like that. You're playing it instead of just watching it on TV. But they're running like the ticker. From like the old MTV shows and shit like that. It's pure chaos.
It's, you know what? I've been having a lot of fucking fun with that game. Like a lot of fun with that game.
I suck at it. I can't even beat Mustache Cops.
Mustache Cops?
What game were you talking about?
Yeah.
IDARB. Hashtag.
Oh, okay.
IDARB.
What even is it? I have no idea what it is.
Explaining it is pretty friggin' hard.
It's 2015's game of the year. That's what it is.
All right. Fair enough.
Pretty much. I
sneezed.
I mean, I guess it's like a 2D soccer.
Yeah, it's basically 2D sprite based soccer with recipes and weird shit.
Okay.
A lot of weird shit.
Yeah, they have what are called hash bombs in it, where people can watch you on Twitch if you're streaming, or they can send tweets. Specifically to just fuck with your game by like
that is pretty funny.
Making a water level rise out of nowhere, or they could turn the lights off, or you can even get an achievement by somebody spawning an achievement. Yes, if you want to get 1,000 in the game.
Spawning an achievement?
Yes. If you want to get the one achievement in the game, you need to be playing on Twitch or have someone tweet to your game to spawn the achievement bot.
Weird.
Yeah. And again, every achievement you get unlocks a recipe. An actual, honest-to-God recipe that you can cook and eat.
Like sweet. For real food recipes?
Yes, because why not?
I'm still hungry. Show me these recipes.
I can't. Maybe Chris could fire up the game and show off whatever achievements.
Let's load up the game right now and make some food. Yeah. This will be the cooking cast.
And the announcer just says random shit like TV quotes. Just I have to pee so bad I can taste it. And that was one of the things he said after I got the goal.
Yeah,
you know.
On
goal.
I don't know if they have that in the game.
They will now.
There's advertisements in the game just to have them because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like the way
bet on games too.
Yeah, the way the game started is the creator drew a red box and said, we're starting a new game. I drew a red box. What should I add? And then people just suggested tons and tons of different things. If you watch the trailer for the game, it'll kind of give you an idea into the insanity behind it. There's a single-player mode to go through different missions. There's online, so you can play against different people online. And actually, it might be the only Xbox One game I know of so far that has local 8 players.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how the fuck you get 8 controllers on that bad boy.
You spend $400.
By getting 8 controllers.
I don't even know 8 people.
Who?
There's 5 on the Who? Podcast right now.
Who? Yes, but you're not Who? Local.
Where?
No, it's true.
Who?
Yeah.
Huh?
There's actually a there's a video game store that's like a block, two blocks away from my house.
Oh no, it's in Hershey, Lincoln Park, Michigan.
About a block, two blocks away from my house, that they use a projector to play their games on. So that would be the perfect opportunity to have eight people.
Yeah. Speaking of game store, I finally went into a store a couple miles from me, and it turned into fucking Valhalla.
Is that the is that the first time you've left your house?
Yes.
That
in
wasn't
6 years.
That wasn't a strip club.
I sent Joe a picture. They have on the left hand side, it's all your tabletop stuff. You know, your card games, your Magic, your
it's
board
D&D.
Games, Warhammer, D&D, and then on your right hand side, it's nothing but new and used games. From the Atari all the way to the Xbox One and PS4.
Interesting.
It's everything you would want as a gamer from any background.
And in one as store. His picture displayed, they have repro carts there too.
They have what?
Yeah.
Reproduction carts of like out of print games that they put on, they flash old cards.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see that below it, but they had the
like E.T.?
The Earthbound N64 cart that I guess it was everything, including stuff that had been removed from the American release.
Wait, what?
I don't
for
know if that
N64?
Yeah, someone had reproed that
it
cart.
Doesn't exist on N64.
Pappy, you're drunk.
In the picture you sent me, I thought it was a Super Nintendo one.
Sorry, Super Nintendo one. My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Making
sure. Joe's about to.
Joe's about
that.
To shit his pants. Like what?
The picture he sent me. He was.
Oh, yeah,
he mentioned. A Mother 1 and 2 English translation cart for the Game Boy Advance. I'm like, oh, it doesn't exist. He's like, the shop has it. I'm like, oh, then it's a reproduction cart. He's like, yeah, I know. And the picture has that next to a translated Mother 3, which I'd love, by the way, if anyone wants to get me a Christmas gift. but the box art for Mother 1 and 2, I really wanted Pappy to ask the guy in the shop why the artwork for Mother 1 and 2 only had characters from Mother 3.
Yeah. I don't know. Still, yeah, the guy was pretty honest, though. He's like, oh, yeah, these are you know, reprints. They're all just translated, and then we burn them onto the appropriate data, and then you can play them. He was pretty honest with it, you know. Well, he wasn't saying, like, oh, yeah, these are
They're what?
We just make sure that you can get your hands on any fucking thing you want.
Yeah, you kind of cut out there.
Oh. The kid was honest. You know, he wasn't trying to bullshit us with, oh, yeah, these are, like, super rare imports or anything. He was just like, yeah, we just...
I like how it cut out again at the same spot.
Every time that he
I
goes
heard.
To like,
talk it's illegal. About it. He's not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
he's getting censored by the internet. North Korea is behind it.
I'm not hearing any of this stuff that you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay! It's just on the end.
Well, that's the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it works.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Video games. So there's a little bit of news. So McDonald's is going to stop producing the Big Mac and pies starting the beginning of the year.
What?
Yeah. They're
instead, they're going to serve Junior Whoppers.
Junior Whoppers.
I'm looking this up because
I'm going to call them the Big Mac.
I don't believe that that McDonald's will cancel the Big Mac.
The Big Mac and the pies.
And so, I can understand the pies.
Two questions.
Whatever.
One question. What does this have to do with games? And second question.
Because he went ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, well,
first
why is it
result.
When I type McDonald's into Google, the first thing that comes up is Jack in the Box?
I just typed Big Mac. First result, Wall Street Journal. Nope, McDonald's isn't getting rid of the Big Mac.
What's the date?
Today.
Oh, today, okay. Motherfucker.
No, McDonald's is not getting rid of their signature sandwich that their business is built around.
Right, that's why I was confused.
Another day, another viral hoax plopped onto your Facebook feed thanks to that friend from high school.
Well,
you know what they don't have? McRibs.
Shamrock Shakes 24/7.
Yo, the Shamrock Shake has been the only thing that has statistically made me vomit every time. Like when I was still consuming dairy, if there was ever a point where I was like, you know what, I think there's something in my system I got to get rid of, I would instantly go to McDonald's. I would get a Shamrock Shake, and within 30 minutes, I'd be throwing up.
Yeah, but the Shamrock Shake is the best liquid plastic on the planet.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Liquid blast.
But the problem was, is like, I enjoyed the taste. I don't know why, but I threw up every time.
Because every it's shamrocks. Time.
It is literal ground up shamrocks.
Yeah.
Dirt and all.
Every time.
Yeah, McDonald's tweeted directly, "Hey there, just a rumor, have no fear, our apple pies are here to stay. And whoa, 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 hold the phone, that's just a rumor, the Big Mac isn't going anywhere."
You know, that's I don't know, I'm not sure I've ever seen somebody buy, let alone consume, a McDonald's apple pie.
I used to, back when I was like, I don't know, 7.
Back before I knew what taste was.
Basically.
And the rest the funny of the apple too, pies are from the same year.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I the only time that I actually consumed McDonald's was, and, you know, obviously I wasn't always, I did eat meat when I was younger. But the only time I went to McDonald's was my aunt, extremely, like, overweight, like, severely, like, obese. I'm talking, like, Joe, she's like 3 of you.
When she sat around the house, she really sat around the house.
Exactly. For whatever reason, she had a paper route.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she had a paper route. But instead of her actually doing it, because we would go see my grandparents, who she lived with, she would recruit myself and my brother and my little cousin, and we would do the paper route for her. And her reimbursement was, "I'll take you guys to McDonald's," which we didn't want to fucking go to McDonald's anyway, but she did. So she was like,
"So tough shit."
Basically. So every single time, like, pretty much every weekend, we would go to McDonald's because my aunt wanted shit. And then the last time that we went, I remember this fondly, the last time that we ever went was the first time that she let us pick our own food. And the reason...
Wait, you never got to pick your own food?
Dude, I was young. So she was like, "I'll order for you guys, and then I'll just give you the food." But
step the game up, son.
So she let us pick our own food, and me being the little fucking asshole that I was... I walk... All right, you're right. So I walk up to the counter, and
pirates?
I was like... And I'm like, "I'll have this." And then as soon as I finished, I'm like, "She'll have this side of the menu." And the lady behind the counter just started fucking losing it. And she's just like, "You little shit." And just started like fucking, we had it out in the middle of this fucking McDonald's.
She like chased you down and beat the shit out of you. And she's like, "But he's right though. I want that side."
Yeah, pretty much. I used to torment the fuck out of her, like really, really bad. Like, she had a really bad smoking problem.
I'll take combos 1 through 6, 8, and 14.
Right. That's what, dude.
And nine.
And a Diet Coke.
Fuck out of her. Like,
and a Diet Coke.
And yep, she was that person. She used to smoke, and she would keep her extra pack of cigarettes in her glove box. And the one time she ran into fucking McDonald's to get herself some food, and I was sitting in the car, and I opened up the glove box, and I saw her extra pack of cigarettes, and I went through every single one of them, just snapped them in half, and then put them back in the pack. And then she came back, she went to open them, and she was like, "I can still smoke these." And I fucking grabbed them out of her hand, crumpled them up, and threw them out the window. I'm like, "Smoke them now."
So, did you not like her, or were you just kind of a douche?
Oh, she was a cunt. I fucked with her. Well, it was that, and because, like, we were doing all of the work of her paper route, and we only got fucking McDonald's out of the deal. Like, I already knew that was a shit deal even when I was younger.
I don't know. But so, now I kind of want to live in a neighborhood where my paper is delivered by an obese woman in a scoot around.
But it wasn't.
Well, no, that's the thing. She would just drive around. Like, she kept... We rolled all the papers and then put them in the bags, and then she would put them in her car. We would walk around the town, and she would just follow us with the car, and we would take the papers out of her car.
So what did she do when you weren't there?
Yeah.
She quit the paper route.
because I just have this mental image of her like riding a bike.
No.
And she stands up and the bike's just wedged up her ass.
No, like she used her car. So she drove around, but she never, like, whenever there was a time where we couldn't do the paper route, she didn't do it.
That takes all the joy out of it.
Yeah, real quick. Is Zach still there?
Probably.
Yes, I am.
All right, just checking.
Hi.
Yep, no worries.
He's on my Skype.
We're not talking about video games. I'm kind of bored.
All right, so let's switch it to video games. We'll start with the person who's talked the least, so, Josh.
So there's this game called Paperboy, right? And you ride bicycles.
This is the sequel we've been talking
about. And throw papers. And avoid dogs and angry men.
And then get McDonald's.
When are we
going to
see another Paperboy game?
I don't know.
There's a good,
the movie
a good...
should be coming in 2017.
Yeah, maybe. They'll run out of stuff. No, I think they'll probably do Q-Bert before that.
Jesus.
You know what? How the fuck? How are they making a Tetris movie? Someone please know. Explain
how did they
that
make
to
a
me.
Battleship movie?
It's Russians.
Yeah, that's true. How did they make a... Well, no, Battleship, like...
No,
I can see
Tetris
that.
Is going to be an alien invasion movie where in order to find the key, we have to combine shit underneath the Lost Pyramids.
That's retarded.
If you're listening, Hollywood, I will write the script for you.
You know what I want out of a Tetris movie? I want it to be that...
It's a Tetris tournament, and it's like Karate Kid.
No, maybe. Not at all. I want it to be that Tetris is now a real-life competition. Not like, hey, I'm going to play on the Xbox against you on an Xbox. It's like, I'm in this chamber with giant stacks of blocks that fall down on me, and I have to, like, pilot the blocks down into position. And it's just like a dead, dead serious drama of one of the piece pilots.
Like a Tron?
Yeah.
I feel,
but it's all real life. It's not in a computer. It's real life.
Actually, that kind of reminds me. Did you ever see that? Like, I don't know if it was a College Humor video or something like that, but somebody did like a realistic trailer to Minesweeper.
No.
Yeah.
It's actually not that bad, but that's kind of what you're reminding me of.
I feel like this is a bad episode of The Price is Right.
Possibly. But I just like everything needs to be incredibly dead serious, like no tongue-in-cheek humor. It's not a comedy. It's just an action drama, like the trailer's like in a distant future.
So like that Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie,
the Hugh Jackman one with
Real Steel.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, there was Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Robots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on. Like
I was thinking of the movie Gamer, where they're straight up like, oh, you're in a video game now.
No, you're wrong.
No, there's no reference at all to Tetris having ever been a video game. It's just real.
It's a way of life. Yeah. And only the best pilots can
It was
survive.
Actually it was an alternate universe to a different ending of the Cold War. Like,
you will match the pieces.
What if it's like a serious drama about like the whole issue with the theme song, right? Like,
yeah,
was that
a
real deal?
That was
a
real
Tetris the
song.
Movie, but it's just a courtroom drama fighting over who owns the rights to the music.
So Harvey Birdman.
That would be great, actually.
Well, the theme is just public domain, isn't it? Because it's just a Russian folk song.
It's a Russian folk song.
Yeah. Well, we're already, you know, fighting for reality here, so why pick on the facts?
Because this is about a song. I'm talking about pilots in a horrible current day situation, trying to survive just by being better than the other team, who's put to death if they lose.
Yeah, I mean, how could you trivialize that?
That's, fucking mute! You're going to trivialize a goddamn song when lives are at stake.
Jeez, what if it's Gulag?
So, well, yeah, but now we're going to have the American pilot falling in love with the gorgeous Russian pilot. Now he's not going to want them to lose.
Let's
or
be
else
honest.
She'll die.
Let's be honest. There's not going to be any women pilots in America. Am I right?
It's an alternative love story.
I'm just kidding.
All right. The American pilot falls in love with a male Russian pilot.
Yes.
Okay. Or it's objectification and he falls in love with the ship.
Or he falls in love with the L piece.
And the secret sauce is vodka.
No, he's totally sober the entire time.
Well, they're the two different L pieces so that they can't just fit together. They face away from each other.
Oh, so they'll never know love.
Yeah. And then the bad guy. The bad guy's the square that could come down between them.
It's always the fucking square.
Right in between them and crushes their love.
That fucking square piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to email us about our synopsis of Tetris the movie, our email is thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. You can also tell us to go fuck ourselves while you're at it.
How about this?
Do we want to make that our competition?
I was going to say, why don't we make the competition, like, give us
best.
Like what is it? I guess like a prologue? Like, what would you say, like, what do you call the thing on the back of a book?
The back of the book?
Synopsis.
Synopsis? Yeah, synopsis. Give us a synopsis of how you would treat your, like, you know, how you would do a video game movie. Like,
or should we make this be about Tetris?
No, any video game.
Any yeah, video any game that you're going to make into a movie, how would you do it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, let's put one caveat on that. It has to be an old school. We can't take an RPG or a new game that's basically
like
a movie.
You can't pick The Witcher. This shit needs to be NES or earlier.
Well,
yeah.
At least
yeah, or just no, a, you know a relatively plot-free
Star Trek.
I was gonna say it doesn't have to be old. Like you could like Lumens. That's like Tetris, right?
Yeah.
You know, but you could do something for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, how would you, like what if I wanted to do like Cooking Mama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Gordon Ramsay. That's
you
already
have
been
to,
done.
You have to send us a synopsis of a game that naturally
really
has no plot at all.
There you go.
Burger Time.
Yeah.
Out to That's lunch.
Like Battleship, like what they did with Battleship.
Yeah.
But that one's game, already used. That one's already
like Connect
used.
4.
You can't pick something that's already done.
Well, no, that was a good
example. I was using that as an example.
Yeah.
Like Bop It.
No, it's got to be a video game. It's got to be a video game.
Pull it. I don't know. If you can make a good synopsis of Bop It, you can win.
Well, Battleship was a board game turned into a movie. We're talking about video games.
There
was
okay.
a
Battleship, video game, Battleship the board game, the video game, the movie.
After our lengthy conversation about running over heels in Linkin Park concerts, this is a video game podcast. That's very right. clear.
And what I'm going to even throw in one more thing to the prize box. A small... let me grab it. Unopened sentry turret. Portal.
From Portal.
Nice.
A Series 2 sentry turret, because I bought two on a whim. I'm going to keep one, and I'll put one into the prize box.
I don't want this to be like a 1 or 2 week thing. Let's make... We'll pick a winner on episode 105.
Okay.
So that gives people just about 2 months to think something up. And maybe we'll get like 4 entries by
and maybe way. And maybe we'll even get like a trailer.
You got 2 months.
Man.
You could,
I don't know if
you
we'll
could shit out a trailer in 2 months.
But that'll also give time because I don't want this to just be like a tiny thing of PlayStation swag, because no one wants that. And
it's getting bigger. Zach, didn't you say you were gonna throw something in?
I was just gonna say I've still got Tales from the Borderlands season pass.
Yeah, so nice. There's that.
I'm going to try hitting up some friends to see. I know with our SML naming contest, we got a whole bunch of CDs to add in, and we've had Rock Band DLC in the past. I'll see if I could get some connections to chip in for some goodness here. Yeah.
And if we get enough really goodness, we could actually have a first place and a second place, where second place gets only the PlayStation crap.
We'll see. Hopefully this takes off, but
yeah,
that means someone.
And then
has
they
to
make the movie,
this.
And we and if they actually make the movie, then we require a percentage.
Yes.
I hope you want a percentage of nothing.
Well, I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to be a part and get investors and see if we can pull off the producer's plot.
Directed by J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Starring James Franco and Seth Rogen.
It will now actually be in select theaters on Christmas Day.
I know. I wonder if anywhere around here is going to have it.
No. It looks like it's only mom and pop ones.
Yeah, probably.
If Regal had the balls to do it, I'll be there fucking and watch it, but I doubt they will.
They don't have balls.
I think like 10 Carmike theaters in California are doing it.
Alamo Drafthouse is doing it.
Obviously.
I'm just going to go ahead and wait until it comes out for free on Crackle. Use Crackle once and then delete Crackle again.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're silly. People don't know what Crackle is.
I've watched
exactly.
one movie.
Sony doesn't know what Crackle is.
There are actually good movies on Crackle.
There is.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh, there's good shows on there, too, but Sony still doesn't remember it exists.
Yeah.
True.
We're looking for a way to distribute this. You have Crackle. Fucking use that. We can't find a partner.
Yeah. You own Crackle.
So let's see. Any game without a plot, write us a synopsis, email it to thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. And on episode 105, we will pick a winner to get a happy swag bag of awesome joy and possibly a fleshlight.
But no PlayStation stuff.
No, they're getting the PlayStation.
It's a PlayStation themed fleshlight.
Yeah.
It's the 20th anniversary.
The 20th anniversary.
It will only work for 2 weeks, and then it will overheat and burn your dick.
Yes.
Joe, is that what you did to your PlayStation 4s?
Yes.
I was just about to ask.
Is it sad that I was legitimately considering selling the thing just so I could get Christmas gifts?
It's not sad at all.
Like, I was okay with 220, and then Ashley's like, you know, if you sell it, I'm never buying you another one.
Wait, so? Selling what?
The PS4.
Honestly, Joe, I don't see why you didn't just do that and never worry about PS4 again.
Because I am interested in Bloodborne.
One game.
A game.
Which isn't on anything else.
You know how many games I just don't play, even though I'm like, oh, that looks really cool, but I ain't got the time for that.
I watch a Let's Play, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I do.
That's what I do with PC games. Nobody got time for that.
And I do want to play more Final Fantasy 14 soon.
Okay, well, I mean,
which you could do on your PlayStation 3.
No, you can't.
Actually, Joe, you could just wait for the PS6 and then play the direct unupgraded port of Final Fantasy 14.
Or you can get a Steam box.
No.
You know it's just a console, right?
Okay, if I'm considering selling a $400 system for $200, why the fuck would I spend $600?
Because it's not Sony.
Well,
I agree.
Chris, I'll give him that. Like, it maybe if you could afford the Steam box.
Well, yeah, down the road. I'm not saying like right away.
You could just get a PC.
I have a PC.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'm actually trying to think about the last time Joe had $600. What year was it?
Last year?
1964.
Yeah.
We were close.
Maybe in high school.
No.
Birthday money plus job money?
No. Well, I've had taxes, you know.
Game of the year.
I guess those don't count, though.
You know what's not a great game? Destiny.
No, it's not.
Oh. Yeah.
So why are we talking about it?
It's nice you finally like came to that side with us. Because you were the one who was still fighting for it.
Talk about a game that people do enjoy, then, and have some more news. You hear there's...
Did I hear there's cut out?
It cut out. I could hear it on Josh's headphones, but we heard none of that over here.
You said GTA 5 DLC. Why don't we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, the heist?
Christmas stuff.
No.
The heists.
Oh, the heists, yeah.
Stated that he's doing more recording.
It keeps cutting out. I don't know why.
Because Chris's internet sucks.
Well, yeah, that
too. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Maybe you should join your PC to my freaking LTE connection.
Possibly, but we might lose the call.
We would lose the call.
Oh.
You would lose the call.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Your mom would lose the call.
Oh.
She might.
She would, actually. Yeah. It's not a question of might. Who would? Why don't you try explaining that one more time?
Who plays Franklin in Grand Theft Auto 5 has stated that he has been recording more for GTA 5 DLC.
I don't know more than that.
I didn't hear about that either.
I heard about it yesterday, actually. Yeah. Let me see if I can find something about it.
That's our new Zealand connection right there.
If he's recording stuff, if the guy that played Trevor isn't recording stuff, then I'm not interested.
Zach read it on Facebook right below the post about the Big Mac getting canceled.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Is that Trevor the Vampire?
Yes, Trevor Belmont.
God damn it.
GameSpot, 2 days ago, GTA 5 Franklin actor working on DLC.
There
you go.
Again, if the guy that played Trevor isn't doing anything, I'm not interested.
No, I hear you. I get it. I'm just saying. It's a relevant game that people like, and more stuff is coming out for it. So let's talk about that.
I feel like the heists are probably the thing that people are more hyped about.
What, the thing they promised a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say that the heists are coming alongside
GTA
this.
Since GTA 3.
Oh, there you go. The heists are coming out with it. So you guys can all enjoy a game that
I thought the heists were in January.
Yeah, the heists are like soon.
Like if they're working on full-on DLC and they're mentioning it a month before release?
Well, voice acting is the last thing you add.
GTA Online heists will be available in early 2015. It doesn't have a set date. It just says early 2015.
I thought they said January for that. Maybe not.
So March?
Probably.
Speaking of other DLC, has anybody besides me played Forza Horizon 2 Storm Island?
Is that the longest title for a video game ever?
I just started Forza Horizon finally. And I tell you what, man, it's fucking awesome. I'm really enjoying it.
Dude, Storm Island is the shit.
I did see like gameplay footage of somebody playing something on it, and it looks fucking batshit crazy.
It is. It's pretty bananer.
It looks pretty intense, actually. The one thing, and I will say this, the one thing that I don't like about just starting Horizon, now that DLC is out, it attempted to get me to buy it against my will.
What do you mean?
It, like, integrated it into the game, and they were like, oh, this is your next mission, and it's just, oh, yeah, you have to buy the DLC to do it. And you're like, no. And it's like, oh, yeah, no, sorry, this is your real next mission. I'm like, fuck you. Like,
well, they want you to check out the new island.
I mean, it looks cool.
Oh, my God, how fun.
It looks cool. Don't get me wrong.
There is so much off-roading shit on there.
Don't try and trick me.
Ermagerd.
I mean, obviously, they're not going to trick me, but other people may be susceptible to it.
Well, at least it's not Dragon Age Inquisition levels of trying to trick you.
Don't let the truck fool you.
Which, how would that be?
And why did it sound like someone's in a bathtub?
Oh, really? You heard that?
Yeah.
That was, why are we not doing this podcast in a bathtub?
I'm drinking out of a bottle of water.
I don't have a bathtub. I have a standing shower.
Yeah, we can hear that. Yep.
That's awesome.
Wait, is Pappy in the bathroom? Water.
Yeah, is Pappy shitting right now?
That was the splash of his poop.
It's my $2 bottle of smart water, because why have regular water when you can have electrolyte water?
Speaking of water... Sunset Overdrive's DLC is apparently coming out tonight.
Isn't that the oil stuff?
Yeah, the Mystery of Mooil Rig.
Mooil.
Oh. So, yeah, I need to play more of that game.
Yeah, we all do.
Nah.
Remember,
I finished the campaign ages ago.
Who listened to the podcast, remembered 2 weeks ago when the three of us were chatting about playing the next day?
How about last week when Pappy and I were on and you were nowhere to be found?
Oh, that night when I was suicidal and wanted to kill myself? Yeah, awesome night.
Yeah, you should have been playing Sunset Overdrive instead.
Joe, that was the day after when you were sleeping it off.
Nope.
You should have been playing Sunset Overdrive instead.
That wasn't a good night.
just pointing out that everyone has their own situations where sometimes we can't all get together.
Chris just forgot.
Not true.
You said you forgot.
Not true.
No.
What, about sunset?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was busy that day. Mm. I scheduled stuff busy. Then.
Because I remember you saying, well, why didn't anyone message me? I forgot.
Nobody messaged me to remind me to do it, so I scheduled other shit instead.
Chris, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How old are you?
25.
25.
God, you're so young.
Does your mom still wake you up every morning?
No, my alarm does.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you should be able to
remind yourself.
Do you know how much is actually going on in my life right now?
Can you add calendar things to your phone and have it alert you when those things come up?
I work. If you want to get technical, I work 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 different jobs that I have to try and keep track of at all times.
Chris,
what?
I'm just gonna say one thing. I have a terrible memory myself. I am really, really bad at remembering things as well. The one thing that helps me out a lot, because I have my 3DS on me all the time. You have a 3DS, so you can do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how often you use it, but what I do is, because I've always got it on in my pocket, whether I'm playing it actively or not, because I'm getting steps for the coins and stuff.
Right.
So I'll put a post-it note inside on the screen that says, call this person, or whatever, you know, something I need to remember.
But whenever I
open it up, oh, there's the post-it note. And that reminds me.
See, yeah.
Chris uses his DS for everything except Street Pass.
No, my DS chooses to use it for everything for but everything. Street Passes.
It's the blame game.
I set reminders on my phone because I forget. Like, yeah. Even stupid shit where it's like, if I'm working down at the Wilkes-Barre store, it's like, hey, at this time, like, tell me to put money in the meter so I don't get a fucking ticket. Like,
nice.
Like, stupid shit like that. Like, I will set stuff like that up because I know otherwise I will forget.
Well, and it's all level importance, too. You know, even when you agree to hang out and play games, if other shit comes up, that's usually the first thing to get dropped, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, that's, like, even if I were to try and make an attempt to actually get a group of people together to play Catan, and you know how much of a boner I have for Catan... If Good something man. Else comes up, like if I have to work or if I have a show or rehearsal for a show or something like that, I'm going to have to do that instead.
Yeah, especially if making money versus hanging out, I'm sorry. I'm going to take the making money part.
Right, especially in my current affairs.
So. And here I am with 9 days off of work and my facial hair makes me look like a hobo.
I have a beard now. It's pretty much, really? It's almost legit now.
I've been reminded why I can't grow a beard, because I have these patchy spots on the side that are baby smooth.
That's me as well.
I'm figuring out how to compensate, because there's one patch on the left side of my face, like right here.
Yeah, it's not that somewhere bad. On there.
Right, because I've been combing.
Yeah, I see it.
Into the patch.
You have a comb over?
Yes.
Your beard's a comb over?
Yes.
Under my chin, it doesn't really grow in too full, but thankfully it's under the chin.
Well, you're saying never shape that anyway.
I have three more chins covering it.
So, yeah. That's why I go goatee. But Joe, do you remember that there was a guy when we were in high school or middle school? I think in seventh grade, he had a full beard. Like the redheaded guy?
Isn't that James
redheaded
Hunsinger?
Kid. Was it?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Neck
beard,
and here we are in our 30s, can't even get a fucking manly beard going on.
Full beard,
yeah,
7th grade, full beard. Yeah.
I had my legitimate goatee at about like 8th grade.
Damn,
yeah,
cool story.
But it was just—it was only the goatee portion. Like everything else just didn't come in, but like my chin area, yeah, it just started going.
I think Zach was gonna say something like four times, and he kept getting cut off.
Oh, no, I said it once. I just spoke under you guys. I said I knew a kid like that, too.
Say
seventh
it again.
Grade, he had a full... We called him Chewy.
Chewy, nice. Chewy.
Nice.
That's okay. Yeah, I was puber.
Ba-chomp. Ba-chomp. Ba-chewy chomp.
I like how Pappy tried to make
ba-chomp,
a...
Ba-chomp, ba-chewy, chewy chomp.
I like how Pappy tried making a Wookiee noise, and it just sounded like he was gargling cum.
He is in the bathroom. It could be
that's true. He's splashing around in the water.
He's gargling his own pee.
He could be.
Well, how else do you filter it?
So, speaking of gargling pee, hey, Zach, what have you been playing lately?
Actually, there's a little bit more news I want to talk about, if you don't mind.
There's got
to
be.
Do tell, Mr. Person who still writes for a video game news site.
Yeah. No, these are all things that... have been covered in the last week on savecontinue.com, 10 out of 10.
Never heard of it.
Halo Master Chief Collection, getting ODST for free.
Yes.
But no fight.
Well, they just promised the campaign. It's not like they were like, yes, we're giving everyone the complete ODST experience. They were pretty clear up front.
And honestly, I never really cared about Firefight. I know people who like it, but I don't care about it. So I'm quite happy with getting a free campaign.
What was Firefight?
Firefight was it single player or did it have multiplayer?
I'm not sure. I never played it.
I know it was kind of horde mode-ish, all score based, shit like that.
You know that I would be all about that.
Yeah. Well, then pick up.
Yeah, you're on a map. Wave after wave of enemies come at you.
I love horde modes
in
games.
They had achievements based around Firefight, and people could make their own scenarios and share them online, so people would just make achievement. Downloads where you would start up and it would just
be like boom boom boom. Yeah,
are you talking about a Warcraft 3 mod? Because I'm pretty sure that was a Warcraft 3 mod I played like 10 years ago.
That's a Project Spark mod too.
I'm not surprised.
Project
at all.
Spark has they have a specific achievement hunter category in the downloads. So if you're
so they already know. Like, yeah. All right, you guys are going to be looking for achievements. Here's how you get them. Now fuck off.
But yeah,
we'll play the actual game.
With all the times we've mentioned how poor Master Chief Collection servers were, and they kept saying that they're going to have some kind of make good. They're going to have some kind of make good for everyone for everything that went wrong. It was last week they announced, like late last week or over the weekend, that as a reward, everyone who was registered as playing pretty much the day of the announcement, that way you couldn't get the game the next day and be like, oh, well, why didn't I get the free shit?
Between November 11th and December 19th.
Yeah, if you've played the game, if you've been online the game, you didn't even need to own it. You just had to be online. You were getting the Halo 3 ODST campaign for free.
Which is baller.
As well. Yeah.
And that's not all.
And there's more. The Halo 2 map Relic, completely remade like the other handful of Halo 2 maps they did on Master Chief Collection. They're creating the map Relic as well, completely for free. And that's not all. A free month of live.
A free month of live?
Yep.
Yo!
Yep. And exclusive in-game nameplate and exclusive in-game avatar.
Yeah,
so
no one gives
whatever
a shit about that stuff.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Relic
can I get my nameplate
to
say butt rage?
Too. Possibly.
And if you order in the next 5 minutes,
you get a punch in the dick.
So when are we gonna try and play that game again? Because I heard the servers are actually like good now.
I got nothing this weekend.
I should turn my Xbox on for the first time in 2 months.
Yeah, and get some better games.
What do you have?
Like Diablo.
What do you have?
Or Halo.
Have? Yeah, what do you have?
I have Destiny.
That's it?
I have Assassin's
Titanfall.
Creed, not the Unity.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Do you still have Titanfall?
I bought digital.
We should try Titanfall.
We can try
Titanfall.
Yeah, because I bought it in
No. The last time we played it, Josh spent the whole time going, fuck, I hate this game.
No.
But that was like 4 months ago.
It's still full of douchebags.
What? Fair. Yeah, even Joe and I agreed like halfway into our session that it was douchey.
Yeah, that's why we should try the Horde mode.
I would be all about the Horde mode. I like the Horde mode.
All about that Horde.
I'm all about that Horde.
It's just us versus them.
No alliance. What?
Yeah, I'm down for trying the Horde mode on there.
Josh, you're an FPS guy. Get Halo.
I plan to.
Then.
So I have a story. It's kind of relevant, I guess.
Okay.
So I work at an awesome place.
Which is
Blender Solutions.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, we're awesome.
Okay.
So we got iPads for our bonus for Christmas.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
And then.
Is that the one you're using?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And then today, we got another Christmas bonus.
An Xbox One.
A big fat check.
Which is
a lot of money.
Nice.
And I'm not going to say how much.
And you're going to use it for
probably video games.
Which Halo ones particularly?
I don't know.
Sunset Overdrive.
No.
What?
Halo.
Are you not interested in Sunset?
No.
Telltale Games Collection.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Telltale sounds like something I'll spend a lot of money on.
Yeah, $55 for everything.
It's only on sale this week, so chop chop.
Are you legitimately not interested in Sunset?
Not really. So.
Have you tried Sunset yet?
No, but it looks way too much like GTA, and I am
It's not at all like GTA.
No, it's Josh, in his defense, Sunset is a game made by and for people who suffer from ADHD.
So
yeah, pretty much.
So I heard about this game called The Division, and
it keeps
getting delayed,
which is never coming out.
I know, right?
I don't care.
I got a coworker who made a deal with his wife that he won't buy another game until The Division comes out, and he's just literally sitting there angry every day.
What a stupid asshole.
Yeah, so...
hey, when you got a wife and three kids, you got to make concessions.
And we'll play all day, every day.
Well, Josh, if you're looking for game suggestions this week on Xbox Live for their continued super-duper sale things going on...
Do you need a Live Gold membership? Because I currently don't have one.
Then, yeah, you do.
Use part of that awesome check that you got as your bonus.
Yeah, it's the card is sitting on my desk at home. I have not yet put it in.
Otherwise, when I got my Xbox One bundle, which had Halo and Sunset Overdrive, I got three separate Xbox Live Gold trial thing. So, like, I could get you the code for one of the 2-day trials if you wanted to get some codes.
No, if you wanted to get some
Xbox Live
deals. I have it here. It just, I didn't put it in the system yet.
Yeah, but this week, and when you listen to this, they're still active. This week's sales on Xbox Live for the holidays include Legend of Korra, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls. So, Josh, you could grab that for $40.
Cod Blops.
Inquisition.
Destiny for a whopping 25% off, still making it $45.
Yeah, not worth
Inquisition's
it.
Inquisition's 33% off, right?
That's today only. It's $38 today.
Yeah, yeah, Josh, so by the time the podcast goes live, it's going to be days over.
Are you still a game completionist, Josh?
No.
Because I was going to say, if you were still a super completionist, Inquisition would keep you busy for all the hours.
Yeah, you know what keeps me busy for all the hours? Wow. World of Warcraft.
The Telltale stuff is on sale, including both Walking Dead's Game of Thrones in its season pass, Tales from the Borderlands in its season pass.
I don't want to wait for the next part for that.
And I just picked up The Wolf Among Us this morning.
The Fungus Among Us?
So good.
Yes, Sleeping Dogs is on sale for half off. Alien Isolation is half off.
Don't buy that game.
You are still literally the only person I know who hates that game.
Tell me why, Pappy. Because
listen to last week's episode. He already talked about it.
Yeah, he bitched about the aliens, artificial intelligence, and reading online. Pretty much 99% of the people love the AI for the alien. So Pappy is the one percenter.
Yes, because apparently 99% of the people who bought the game really, really wanted a fucking hiding in a locker simulator.
Dude, there's an
Whereas
alien
I wanted a survival horror
you.
Game. What's that?
There's an alien coming to murder you. You don't want to be seen.
I wanted a survival horror game. I didn't want a game where I had to literally stand in a closet for 10 fucking minutes while the alien took a shit.
See, the point, though, Pappy, is that you are surviving and you are terrified. It's a survival horror.
Yeah, except that I accidentally activated the sound system, so when I sneezed, the alien fucking killed me.
Then go into the settings... and turn that off.
So it's Outlast with aliens.
That is absolute user error.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Cool plot. I could not get over the fact that the game extended the playtime by just making you hide for hours.
Yeah, you're still the only person I hear bitching about that. So,
but
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm guessing he's talking. On
Joe,
yours.
Have you played it?
There's Pappy.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Joe, have you played the game yet, Joe?
No, because I don't own it.
Then I will give it to you at MAGFest, and you can give me your opinion on it.
Okay.
All right, but don't be telling me you're wrong when I'm the only person at this table, metaphorical table, who actually has hands on. All right.
That's funny.
I'm gonna pee on your game.
Are we?
Dude, I'm so. Speaking of peeing,
since I gave it to you, I don't want it back.
I'm so excited to get that game from you, Pappy, because I'm going to get so excited that I pee.
So speaking of MAGFest for a moment, Pappy,
yes.
Am I bringing DC Comics? We play in the card game?
Yes, I would actually really like to play that game again. I actually considered buying it the other day, but I'm going to wait for after Christmas.
Okay, I'll bring the card game.
Sweet.
You would have been great to be on 2 weeks ago.
What? We were talking about, I brought up board games. Someone's getting a call.
No, I'm getting a low battery notification.
Oh, yeah. Low bat. Oh,
yeah. No, I mentioned the DC card game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Josh could have been here to talk about it better.
You could have called me.
Because we like him more.
Yeah. So I just like how Josh taught us by going, all right, I'm going to show you how to play, and I'll handicap myself by being Aquaman.
Yeah. It was a handicap, wasn't it? Aquaman.
Yeah, you took last place.
Yeah, because Aquaman.
Exactly.
So... Yeah.
So even you know the game's creators game couldn't fun? Think of
the Pathfinder adventure card game.
So
I think Pathfinder was the only one that I didn't mention.
Yeah,
have you played it?
I've played it once or twice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
complicated. My big card game that I had mentioned was Ascension.
Child of Light is tomorrow's deal of the day.
Already bought it.
What is that?
Oh wait, I own that too.
Child of Light is amazing. Side scrolling RPG adventure. It's $7.50. Fucking buy it.
I don't know. And as soon as you say side scrolling, I have nightmares. It.
Well, no, that's just the perspective of the game, that it's not a platforming game.
I'm just terrible at side scrolling.
Like 10 minutes in, you get the ability to fly, so side scrolling doesn't matter. It's just a 2D game instead of 3D. It's $7.50. Buy the fucking game.
He said toot.
Toot.
What's Poop. The damn Steam game that I...
Poop.
Dude, I was just going to say, we can't talk about news without talking about the holiday sale.
Oh, yeah.
Steam.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you can pretty much just say, hey, if you get onto Steam, everything you can ever fucking think of is on sale right now. Go
not
enjoy
true.
Yourself.
There is one game on my wish list that is not on sale.
The problem with talking about a Steam sale is they change constantly.
They see that Daily. Was what I wanted to talk about. So most of the time with Steam sales, they change like the flash sales and the community sales and stuff like that so often that you essentially have to like take days off to just pay attention to the, to the Steam sales.
Can't come into work, boss. A game I want might be on sale.
Yeah, exactly. But it's true. Like you have to essentially like that was the. I feel like that was the whole reason why they developed the Steam app was just so that you could keep an eye on the fucking store when they have their sales. But this time around, their featured deals have been going on for like a day or two. Their community choice ones have been going on for like at least half of a day, if not more. And then their flash sales have been going on for at least like half a day. And then you've always got the yesterday's deals sections, which, you know, that's technically taking like 2-3 days. So I think it's very reasonable with the amount of time that it is now. So it doesn't feel like you constantly have to be fucking checking. But the majority of the time, they do go back and like rehash a lot of the sales towards the end.
Yeah, there's like two rounds of everything.
Right. So the majority of the time, if there's something particular that you're looking for, you could get it at a deal. Like literally, I'm on my Steam catalog right now, and every single game except for two in my wish list is on sale. And I'm talking like, you know, like Wolfenstein New Order. Like I have that on there. It's on sale for like $30. Dungeon Defenders 2, it's a early access, and they have that on sale for like $20. Dark Souls 2 is on sale for $20. Titan Quest, which is normally like $15, is like $6. Shadows of Mordor is on sale for like $37.
Do you Steam, Zach?
Yes, I do. I've just started recently doing it a little more, because at PAX Australia, I won an 8-pack of indie games on Steam.
Nice.
Special.
Yeah, like I've already picked up. I picked up Spore because it was like $4 or $5 because I kind of wanted to play it again because I actually enjoyed it when I played it. I picked up Bulletstorm for like $1 or like $1.50 or something like that because I remember you talking about it before.
Yeah, it's an awesome game.
So I'm like, yeah, I should totally pick that up.
When you mentioned the side scroller, Gianna Sisters. Have you heard of that one? No. Twisted Dreams.
Is that a porn?
I've heard of it. Don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I got it because it was like $2 on sale. It's similar. It's a side scroller where you use a lot of funky abilities and stuff.
Yeah, the original Gianna Sisters came out on the NES and was basically a Super Mario Brothers ripoff.
This one's a little not.
Oh, I know. It's definitely gotten better over the years. After, you know, they actually made their own game and didn't near completely rip off another game.
I think your phone finally.
No,
speaking of which, I need to go buy a game for my buddy.
Do you want a battery?
The only other thing that I was actually really interested in that was on sale was, and I think this might have been yesterday or the day before, but it may end up turning up towards the end of the sale again. Age of Mythology Complete Edition was like $7. Which is fucking awesome. And then it was another RTS. Zach, maybe you can help me out with this. I forget what the fuck it was called.
You're so helpful sometimes.
Say what again?
I heard RTS.
Yeah, there was an RTS that was on
sale
yesterday.
That's all the information he actually gave.
It was an RTS that was on sale yesterday. It was one of the daily.
I was going to say, did I Planetary
Annihilation? It was a featured deal. It wasn't.
I not been paying attention to any Steam sales because I don't have the money, time to buy or play anything new right now.
So the problem with Steam sales is that it's the same stuff every time they have a sale, and I already own half of the stuff that's on sale.
See, but the funny thing is like I'm seeing a lot of stuff come up that was stuff that I wanted that wasn't on sale before.
So, I think like, the main heads up when it comes to Steam is, hey, if you have Steam, lots of shit's on sale, and that's absolutely not surprising at all.
Here's the one that cracks me up. Goat Simulator is on sale for $4.99. And Saints Row 4 is also on sale for $4.99.
Yeah. So the obvious choice is if you have $5, you get Saints Row.
No, you buy Goat Simulator.
Yeah, I mean, hands down.
You buy Goat Simulator.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, I...
Especially because Saints Row is getting a complete edition in January with the new shit, too.
Which I'm sorry, though. If I've never played it, I'm grabbing it for $5 and seeing how much I like it.
Exactly.
You know?
That's one of the main reasons why, like, that's... Well, even last winter sale, that's why I picked up, like, Far Cry 3 and Skyrim and stuff like that. Like, I picked up Skyrim for, like, fucking $3. Like, I, you know, and I only played it for an hour, 2 hours, because I didn't really dig it. But I'm like, hey, for $3, I'll give it the old college try. Like,
remember when
Deus Ex is $3.50.
Remember when video games had demos?
There are games with demos, like Forza Horizon.
True. Not many.
By the way, speaking of, how about that Telltale Minecraft game?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how that's gonna work.
Is that in the bundle?
I'm already at the point now where I think Telltale's gonna put out more games that I don't want to play than games I do want to play.
They need to make more seasons of the ones that they're already making.
When they announced that they were doing a story mode for, an add-on for Borderlands, I was like, oh, I don't know. It's going to be more Telltale and less Borderlands, and I love the Borderlands playstyle. But I friggin' love episode one of Tales from the Borderlands.
I loved it. I was so happy with it.
Game of Thrones, like, when they're like, oh, Game of Thrones is going to tie into the show, and I'm like, oh, this could kind of be a disaster. And I haven't played it yet, I can't say personally, but I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Yeah, no, the game is great, and they actually said they specifically made it so that it does not interfere whatsoever with R.R. Martin stuff. It won't tie into the show, won't tie into the books, nothing, unless Martin himself wants it to in later novels.
I don't really remember anyone bitching about Game of Thrones. I think most people are like, Telltale's doing Game of Thrones? Holy fuck, that's going to be amazing.
All right.
That was just my mindset. Was I'm not sure how that's going to go.
That's because you're wrong.
That's the thing, man. Like, even with Minecraft is one of those, like, it's a game where the majority of people that are really into Minecraft, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to buy that. But the people that don't play Minecraft are going to be like, ah, fuck that shit. And it's pretty much the same thing with the Borderlands one. Like, the Borderlands one was the first reason for me to get a Telltale game, because I like Borderlands.
The difference between the two is Borderlands has a plot. Like, things that happen in Borderlands.
This is going back to our discussion earlier about the contest. Yeah. Giving a story to something that doesn't have a story.
Very
Minecraft
true.
Doesn't have a story. It's Lego the video game, basically.
The story of Minecraft is pick up these blocks and put them over there.
If you actually play Minecraft, there is an ending. Like, there's an boss.
That does not mean there's a story.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. Maybe they're trying to actually create a tangible story from point A to point B. Because they have a point A, they have a point B. It just doesn't explain why.
My argument is that I've played all but Tales from the Borderlands, and hands down, the best Telltale game so far has been Wolf Among Us, which was the only one that isn't a huge multimedia empire. It was just based on a very little-known DC comic series.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is they have an opportunity to put out a story for a game that's already widely popular that technically has the basis to start a story. It's just a matter
I'm just saying that I'm not interested.
Well, Me neither. I'm not saying that you have to be, but I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of people that are interested.
I'm just pointing out my original comment was eventually they're going to start putting out more stuff that I don't care about, and which is just, it's inevitable.
Oh, it's absolutely going to happen.
I'm going to gift you Five Nights at Freddy's after this conversation.
No.
And I'm worried with Telltale that they're going to, like, spread themselves so thin and get into so many properties that the quality is going to go from like Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead back to the Jurassic Park days.
Yeah, I hope not.
But see, you say the Jurassic Park days as if that was a constant thing. Like, Jurassic Park to me was an exception. Back to the Future was solid. Sam and Max was solid.
Back to the Future was that good.
I enjoyed it.
Well, you can actually, and I pointed this out when I first played the game, but Game of Thrones is the first Telltale game I've played that has actual visual issues. It is not as clean as its predecessors.
What's this?
It looked like everyone in King's Landing had scabies.
I think the reason that happened is because they tried to stylize something that looked so realistic, where everything else was clearly based on a comic visual.
Yeah, that could be, but someone should have been like, hey, maybe we should change this somehow, for the love of God, why is she bleeding pus?
Unless that was the point.
Maybe. Maybe she was bleeding pus. How do you know?
You weren't
Who
there.
Are you to judge, you son of a bitch?
Yeah.
So, Zach, what are you playing?
I am playing Far
cool.
Cry 4.
Pappy, what are you
and Far Cry 4 and Hyrule Warriors and occasional Smash. And I'm trying to finish up Lego Batman 3. Since I did my review, I'm trying to 100% it now.
Zach, how long are you going to be playing games after the podcast ends?
The podcast
forever?
No, I'm just saying, like,
I don't understand the question.
After we stop recording in, you know, in a few minutes or whatever, will you be playing video games? Like, will you be on your Wii U or... Because
like,
I don't know
what time is it there?
Yeah.
It's 4 p.m. right now. Since it's Christmas Eve, Heather and I are going to watch some holiday movies later.
Oh, that's right.
Later.
It's technically Christmas Eve for you. That's different.
Like, if you guys want to do some gaming, I might be available.
I would really like to smash. I want to smash really bad.
I want to smash really bad, too, in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You might want to talk to somebody about that, because if you're trying to smash all the time, maybe you need a little detox.
My
or something.
Boy wants to smash.
I think everybody else missed what Josh said.
Yeah, what did Josh said?
No, you guys missed it. You'll have to listen to the show.
Okay,
you're gonna make me listen to my.
Well, if you weren't singing a shitty song over there, maybe he would have said it again.
Chris, I'm in the podcast and I'm still going to listen to it.
You're the only one.
Like, I'm in every podcast and I just don't, I don't know if I can actually sit and listen to myself talk for an hour and 2 hours.
To be honest, that's the only way to find out what you're doing right and what you need improvement on as a host.
Ooh, well, see, you know what though? I will take that criticism when I do music, but for something that I just casually do,
well, good to know your heart's in this.
Listen, I get paid to be a musician.
See, I would listen to our show, but I'm not a fan of the hosts.
Yeah, those guys are assholes.
I honestly wouldn't mind just improving as a speaker in general. It's in some future universe where I might be able to monetize it.
Pappy,
I don't think I could.
Pappy, no we've way. Improved. Go listen to episode one.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We've gotten better.
The quality has really dropped on this end. You guys sound like you're speaking through walkie-talkies.
Well, that's the thing. When you call in, you're getting a different audio feed than what is presented.
That's all that
podcast.
Matters. I'm just pointing out that we might want to start wrapping up soon because quality's dropping on this end, which is the host end.
Hey, Pappy. Your mom,
yeah, we finally
your mom's
said
dropping.
What games we're playing, and then Chris talked about playing games.
No, Zach, you talked about what games you're playing. Pappy, what are you playing?
And just more Dragon Age Inquisition, but I'm probably going to buy FTL after we finish this podcast and give that
a try. Yeah, do that.
Funny enough, Pappy sounds awesome and Zach sounds like shit. So I guess it is on Pappy's end.
Everybody sounds fine to me.
Nothing new yet. But Pappy finally has like a nice microphone. Yeah. So that's probably compensating a little bit.
Even if it is an accidental drum mic.
It's okay.
Okay. Hey, Josh, what are you playing?
So I started playing this game called Neo Scavenger. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Never heard of
Neopets?
it.
Neopets? Neo Scavenger.
Neopets.
It's like like a, what do you call it, roguelike sort of thing. Turn-based tiles. I don't know, it's pretty cool. You die a lot.
Nice.
It's cool. You die a lot.
And then you start over.
Hey, you die a lot in Shadows of Mordor.
Also, Dead State is now out of early access for anyone who cares about turn-based isometric zombie survival games.
No.
That's Dead State.
Dead State.
Yes. Not State of Decay.
Right. That was on sale on the...
It was, yeah. I already bought it.
But I didn't.
It's coming to Bone next year.
Is it? Yeah. I would play that on the fucking Xbox.
It is on Xbox 360. You can play it on the Xbox.
The one. My Xbox 360 is a Rock Band / Skate 3 machine. That's it.
The one.
That's it.
The only
Xbox. By the way, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. Someone's being kidnapped over there.
Zach's dying. I tried Googling EA saying that they will never work on Skate 4, and I never saw that. So I think you're making shit up in your head.
Dude, they will not make a Skate 4.
We'll see.
They will not make a Skate 4.
Hey, quality just improved. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, internet.
Chris, what are you playing?
Hashtag IDARB. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
IDARB. Dude, it's fucking crazy. It's such a weird game, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's definitely very, very hard to follow when you have more players. Because I'm playing the single player, like, I don't want to say campaign, but the single player
missions.
And I'm on like 4 versus 5 or something like that. Or like, it's just a lot of fucking people. And it's very difficult for me to follow what the hell's going on. But I haven't lost a game yet.
Nice.
Congrats on you. I lost the very second match where it's 1-on-2. I've lost 3 in a row so far. I can't beat the fucking mustache cops.
How many recipes have you unlocked?
None.
Really?
None.
Did you miss this
Go
conversation
earn some
earlier?
Achievements. Shit, son.
All right. So I don't play game unless it's a game that I'm like absolutely 100% gung-ho. This is my favorite game. I don't achievement hunt.
Again, you're not hunting for achievements. You are hunting for recipes.
Well, maybe you could tell us what some of these recipes are, and maybe we might be more interested.
I'm not home, and my system's not in front of me.
Plus, the other thing
is it desserts? Is it meals? Is it vegetables?
I highly doubt that there's going to be any of those recipes that I can actually use.
That's a point. That's a very fair point.
That's why I'm not like, I need these recipes. That, not to mention, I don't know if you look to the right above your head, that's probably about, what, $250, $300 worth of recipe books? Like, if not more than that. Like,
there's like 6.
And I can't use any of them. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I can use every single one of them. All of them. They are specifically.
Took all the fun out of my joke.
Yeah.
Jerk.
I could use every single one of them. And then also up on the microwave there, there's another 6 or 7 over there. Yeah. So there's a lot.
You know what's awesome?
So, Joe, what are you playing?
Cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks are good. I have been playing Dragon Age, of course. IDARB. Microsoft Bingo on my phone like a straight-up
Okay.
Imp.
I hate the micro bullshit, but the game is really fun, I have to admit.
Why do you hate micro bullshit?
It's, well, the whole, you're out of keys now. Here, feel free to either earn them or pay money. Ha, ha, ha.
You mean micro payments?
Welcome to playing things on a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's every game.
I won't play the game every day because obviously I'd have to pay money if I did that. But it's fun when I'm in a waiting room.
So
there's
a game called RGB Express. You should check that out. It's like $1.
Is it on Windows Phone?
I don't know.
Then there's your
answer. Windows Phone is a whole nother level of what the fuck.
I love my phone.
I'm an Apple whore.
I'll never go back to a fucking Android again. Fuck that.
Yeah, which is weird, isn't it?
I don't think it's weird. I owned the first Droid to come out. I had it for a year and I thought it was a piece of shit.
Well, no, you and I are on the same one. We both think Windows Phone is better than Android.
Fuck yeah.
I would agree. I don't own either and I would agree. Yeah.
And I'm just not a fan of Apple because of the cost. Everything I like can be had at a cheaper value than any Apple.
Oh, I agree.
Product.
They are overpriced, yeah. But
I have
awesome.
I had an Android went to the, well, no, I had an iPhone, went to Android, went back to the iPhone, and then went back to Android.
But even worse is you have a Samsung. I can't stand Samsung.
The only reason why I have this one...
because you're a bad person.
No, the only reason why I have this one is because I got it, like, stupid cheap. Like,
That's the best reason to have anything, really. Like, it's
paid.
Do you want a $500 thing or a $10 thing? I'm taking the $10 thing if they're
Well, no, they paid me to take this phone.
Okay.
Like, I actually made $50 by taking
but
this
phone.
But
it's still a droid. It's still an Android, so you're...
Don't get me wrong. The next phone that I'm getting is probably going to be Android, but it's not going to be Samsung. I'm probably going to get the... I'm looking at the... what is it? The...
The Nexus 20?
Yeah, the... No, not the 20. The Nexus, what, 6 or 7 or whatever the newest one is?
Nexus 7.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Nexus 7. You know, either that or the Motorola...
Oh, yeah. Hey,
what you call it?
It's because I ended up having something going on two Saturdays ago. I gave my squadron holiday party tickets to a coworker, and I jokingly said, well, now that I won't be there, my ticket will probably win. And he won a fucking Nexus tablet.
Fuck! That's pretty awesome, though. But yeah, man, like, Android... Android is just...
It's just bad.
It is so bad. Listen, it's an operating system.
Yeah.
It's what you do with the operating system that's important.
Which version...
That's why I'm looking.
Which of the 13,000 versions of Android
there's
do you
like,
think you'll get?
There's like six.
No, there aren't six.
If you're talking about every individual patch, then that's just dumb.
No, it's not, because most phones stop getting them after about a year, and then they're left behind.
Except
Android
for
phones aren't good for a two-year contract.
No,
that's really
Nexus,
all it comes down to.
The Nexus gets... every update that's done to the operating system as they're released.
In my eyes, Android is the PlayStation of phones.
That's just mean.
It's just garbage.
I do not see your point. It's an operating system.
Which is actually kind of funny, because how many people here use Chrome?
So Android is the hobbyist.
I love Chrome
phone.
Yeah.
If you like tinkering and you like managing your own updates, go with Android.
Right. And that's what I like to use my phone for.
I just like having a working phone, and my Droid was never a working phone.
That comes down to hardware. That's not the operating system. My phone is completely fine.
Yeah,
I have not had any problems with this phone ever.
Okay.
Mine gave out 4 months before my two-year contract, and they actually said it was because the phone was no longer updating the software. And they were actually having issues with this thing communicating with the other, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they gave me my upgrade right then and there to get the Windows phone.
But again, this is hardware.
Yeah.
If you
but
know
the
what
Verizon
doing,
guy said straight up that this is a common issue with Android phones.
But again, that's also slightly user error.
It depends
on the
vendor.
If you know what you're doing, it's not an issue.
I never downloaded anything.
that's
the point.
That's the problem.
No, I had it set to auto update, and I never downloaded games.
Again, that's
or
the problem. Like you don't it, like you. Yes, there's a slight workaround for certain things that you want to get accomplished. But if that's second nature to you, and that's nothing for you, then it's not a problem. Like
yeah,
that's not a problem
enough.
For me because I know how to use it.
Which is fair, but that also puts you in the minority of cell phone users.
Again, Android is a hobbyist phone.
Yeah.
So, hey, Josh, did we talk about what you're playing?
A bit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I said that. I was playing IDARB, and then we went right to Joe.
Zach, well, you are the hands-down quietest guest ever.
Who what?
He really is. I can't wait to normalize
his I have other
levels.
Things I want to say. It's just, as always, there's always tangents going on.
All right, Zach, talk.
Actually, I do want to pimp something.
Pimping something?
Yeah.
We're talking about SaveContinue.com, the hottest new web. No.
It is SaveContinue related, but it's not like standard stuff.
What about
Joe, you may have seen me post about this on Twitter recently, but starting in the new year, I'm starting a personal project that I'll be posting through the site. It's because Final Fantasy 15 is finally underway, like properly, and we're getting regular updates, and it seems to be actually kind of maybe happening. I'm going to try throughout 2015 to marathon the other 14 games.
So you're going to pull a 10, but you're going to pull a 10, but you're going to actually do it.
You can't marathon 11 and 14. You can't marathon.
No, them. But no, the I've worked that out because I want to do this from January 1st to December 31st. I want to play Final Fantasies 1 through 14. If I beat a game, then I will, like, before the time is up, the time being like 26 days, I think I worked it out too. The average is 26 days per game. So if I can beat a game in under 26 days, I'll add that time to the MMOs. But with the MMOs, I'll take 26 days and play through those as much as I can.
That just seems unfair to the MMOs, actually.
No, that's fair. But that's
fair.
Not an MMO.
A month worth?
I've actively avoided 11 and 14 because I'm not an MMO guy. So I think giving about a month to them will at least give me a taste for them. It'll let me appreciate something about them. I think, and that's the whole thing. It's like I've only played about half the proper numbered games, and I want to play all of them. I want to have a shot at all of them.
I think a month is a fair amount of time for just to get an idea on if you would enjoy it or not, if, you know, what your opinions are. I think a month is definitely enough to judge a game.
So what about the Game Boy games?
I thought so. I mean, like, people have been playing MMOs, like, people will play the same MMO for a decade, and there's always new content, there's always new stuff coming out. There's no way I'm gonna, even in a full year, that I would, you know, have done everything. But that's not the point. It's just to play the game,
right?
And there's, know what it is more than just, oh, it's a Final Fantasy MMO.
I guess it's better that you're trying 11 now than a couple of years ago.
Because same with 14. No, better try 14 now than when it launched, right? Because it was terrible at launch, apparently, right?
Well, the launch doesn't exist anymore.
The
original 14 launch is dead to the world. But when Realm Reborn launched, it was amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard, and I want to give it a shot. I'm not an MMO guy, but again, I like Final Fantasy as a whole, and because I'm glad that Final Fantasy 15 is finally moving forward, you know, I'm calling it the road to 15 and 15. Mm. And so, yeah, like, I'm not going to do, like, proper reviews. I'm not going to play a game and review it and play a game and review it. I'm going to, like, update as I'm playing, like, through blog-style posts, like, a paragraph or two. This is what I've done. This is what I think.
Okay, now an important question, a couple, actually.
Yeah.
What are you doing about the 13 series and 10 and 10-2?
First one. Because both of those games can stand alone on their own, the sequels add on, they're not necessary. Kind of like 4 and 4's, like, there's 12 and 12 Revenant Wings, and there's 4 and there's...
Revenant Wings is not a sequel at all, the 12. Revenant Wings
No, it is. It's a continuation.
Huh?
It's a continuation.
But it's has, like, nothing to do with 12, and it's not even an RPG anymore. It's a strategy.
Well, it's similar. So what? I'm keeping it to the proper numbered titles.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Other question.
Game Boy games.
Well, the Game Boy game... what, like the Final Fantasy Legend
game? Final Fantasy Legends, Final Fantasy Adventures.
Those aren't even Final Fantasy.
Like I said, proper number titles.
One, proper two, proper three, four, number titles.
Seven, yeah.
Eight, okay. 9, 10, 11, 12,
what about the
13,
iOS
14?
Remakes?
Final Fantasy
you
1, 2,
just
3,
play
4, 5,
Crystal
6,
Chronicles
9, 10,
for
11,
12 months.
13,
well, my other question kind of ties to Josh's. Which version are you playing of the games?
That's going to be the most interesting thing. I'm going to do whatever I can. Like, most of them are going to be the ones on PlayStation Network, like Origins for Final Fantasy 1 and 2. I've got the DS version for 3.
I don't like that idea. I think if you're doing this to play all the games, you should emulate
original
1,
release.
2, and 3, the translated versions. Emulate the Super Nintendo games if you have to. I think playing remakes with enhancements and everything else kind of defeats the purpose.
Okay, I have a question. Because I'm not as familiar with a lot of the older ones, so this is a good place to ask about it. I'm not familiar with emulators. I've used one like 15 years ago, and so, I mean, if one of you guys wants to talk to me afterward and help me out with emulator stuff, that'd be cool. Otherwise, like Origins, like what's different in Origins? I thought that had like some added
a lot. Final Fantasy 2 is nearly a different game on Origins. Because of how they handle the leveling up and everything. Plus the visuals.
Harris dies.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Okay. You have a Wii, right?
Yes.
Look into installing the Homebrew channel. Because
no,
it could be way easier than that. Literally, you have a computer.
I was gonna say my Wii is a US Wii, and I don't have the plugs for
ZSNES.
Honestly, you have a computer, just do it on your computer.
If you get a controller.
Yes, get a controller. Yeah,
don't try playing any of the games on a keyboard.
Yes,
that's
just get a controller.
Suicide.
But you can easily get like. They make converted controllers. Like, they make an NES to USB controller. Yeah. They make an SNES to USB controller.
Well, I was going to say, if his reasoning for not doing it on the Wii with the Homebrew channel, put Homebrew channel on your Wii U's Wii. Like, there's...
I don't...
That shit's
don't
not
to.
Patched out. Plus, if it's That's after fine. A year, your warranty's up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of doing that myself.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from. Just do it on your computer. It's not like your computer's not going to be able to fucking run it. It's just a matter of making
sure.
Yeah,
I thought about that too. But again, like you said, use a controller. I don't have a controller. I don't know where to get a controller. And if I want to start it in a week,
Amazon.
I don't have time.
Yep, Amazon.
Not even that. You own an Xbox One. Plug it in. Plug in your controller.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, as long as you have the wire.
Which you should have the wire.
It's a micro USB cable.
Yeah, just plug your controller into your computer. It'll get any drivers needed. You don't need a receiver. It's just a...
Yeah, it'll be wired, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, it's super, super easy.
Yeah, there's... Final Fantasy 1 was the NES. 2 and 3 are also the NES. There are fan translations.
I thought they were SNES.
Final Fantasy 2 is Final Fantasy 4. And then Final Fantasy 3 on the Super Nintendo is Final Fantasy 6.
America.
Yeah. See, I think that's why I was going with the PSN ones, because those are properly numbered.
Yeah. 2, 3, and 5 never originally came to America.
Yeah, and 3, like 3 on the DS is 3 proper. But it's not proper because it's updated graphics and people giving names and stuff, right?
I'm sure, like Joe, I'm sure you could probably find the correct copies.
Yeah, I have them on my Wii.
Oh, well then, yeah, fucking...
If you're dead set on using the PlayStation versions, I would only do that for 7 on, mainly because...
Yeah, they're
like,
untouched.
Well, 4, 5, and 6 also... There's a lot of issues with those games. Like,
really?
And Chrono Trigger. Like, those games, they're Super Nintendo games. They should not have loading times.
No.
And some of the games have brutal loading times. Chrono Trigger especially. You hit the menu button and you wait like 4 or 5 seconds for the menu to pop up.
How? Mm. You can put the whole game in active memory on a PlayStation.
The whole game could be in system memory, and there's still issues and loads. Yeah. They're two of the worst port jobs in existence.
Yeah, port jobs.
Yeah, 7, 8, and 9 are just straight-up disc rips, so have fun with that.
Right.
10 and 10, 2? Or no, just 10, I guess. 10, 11, 12. 11, you'll... Unless you play on PC, like you're
going to
need PS2 for that, or Xbox 360.
I was going to do a PC download. That'll be easiest.
Yeah, dork.
Yeah, dork.
I might have signed up for another month if you did it on 360.
PC Master Race.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know. 11 won't be until like September, October sometime, so...
Technically, I wouldn't even need to care what platform you were on with 11, because that's the only game where PlayStation and Xbox can play together.
Nice.
Yeah.
I forgot Pappy was here.
Yeah, Pappy's here.
You're talking Final Fantasy. We all know I've never played a single one of those
me
games.
Either.
Are you still in the bathroom?
Virtual high five, Pappy.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine. I've talked about what I want to talk about there, so we can move on.
My highlight was watching a friend in Japan play Final Fantasy VIII. He was an alcoholic, like... genuine, and me and John would sit in his room and watch him play every day until he beat the game, because he would just get drunk and swear at the TV. And he would name, and that's the one where you can name your summons. So, like, you know, the train one, he named it Fuck Train. And, like, if it didn't kill whatever he summoned, you know, use it to kill, he'd be like, fuck you, Fuck Train, you goddamn worthless, you're supposed to fuck them up, God. And he would just, he would just get drunk and yell angrily at the screen.
Fuck Train of the Mountain?
Yeah, every, just
fuck
every
Lord
time.
Lord of the Moon.
So I've seen almost the whole...
Tell it on the Fuck Train Mountain.
Yeah. I've seen almost the whole Final Fantasy VIII game play, but I've never touched the controller.
Yeah, that's okay.
That game's underrated.
That's kind of how I was with Chrono Trigger. I watched my brother play it. I didn't actually play it. I don't have the fucking attention span for.
When I go to Joe's and so good. Yeah, when I go to Joe's in high school, if it was an RPG, I'd watch him play.
Yep.
I would fart
constantly.
Yeah, but I would never ask. I'd never be like, "Hey, man, can I give it a try?" I would just go, "Hey, what's that? Hey, what's that? Cool, thanks." You know, I would just get filled in.
Yeah. You never asked about those farts. You just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did those.
Hey, you mind if I cut one right now?
They're funny enough. There was a standing rule after so many times that he had to leave the room to fart.
Yeah. So no, it turns out I've been lactose intolerant most of my life and didn't know it till I was 24.
That sucks.
You'd be like, hey, I brought pizza over. What the fuck is wrong? Mom, God damn it.
It was free pizza, though.
It's okay, Pappy. Okay. If you ever come to 44, I'll make you some vegan pizza.
Farty fart.
It's all right. It's cheese is expensive, though.
Okay, farty fart. Fart. Get it?
Oh, my God. Fart. Joe. It's...
Are we wrapping up soon?
Like, yeah. I just want to take all three mics and laugh into them now.
Yeah, that's basically what he was doing.
But yeah, cherish your time with Final Fantasy 4 and 6. Those are amazing. And 12.
Yeah, well, I was going to start 6 in November for Retrovember, which is a theme that we were doing, Save Continue, that didn't really pan out.
Shocked.
And sorry. So I got like 2 hours in. I got 2 hours in, and I just got so bogged down with reviews because I got like 6 review games throughout that month.
Was Retrovember the one that I suggested before I blew up with Kyle?
I don't know. Like, there had been some suggestions of themes before, but maybe you said it and I thought of it. But
I know I threw out a few suggestions to you.
Because people like November Nostalgia or Nostalgic November because the alliteration there. That just sounds too clunky. And I was like, oh, retro gaming in November. Oh, Retrovember. That sounds great.
Yeah, so. I know, like, when it was first announced that you were pretty much assuming control of the site, I was, like, super behind it and super ready to move things as forward as possible. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle's like, no, I'm always in charge. Fuck you. Don't you dare talk to people without me. it's funny how That's quickly fine. I went from super, super excited about the site to Kyle just fucking it all up.
It is what it is.
Yeah, don't expect Zach to agree with you or anything since he still writes for the site.
Yeah, don't worry. Kyle doesn't listen to this show. Fuck him.
I understand the different views. I don't agree or disagree with people because I get both sides. I get the frustrations and stuff, so it is what it is.
I'll just say, I'm
friends with Joe, and I still write for the site, and that's what it is.
I'll just say, Zach, that if you overthrow Kyle and he's gone, I'm more than welcome to come back. Or if you decide to just go out on your own and create Zach Continue.
Zach Continue.
Zach Continue. I am right there for you. But
Zach Continue.
But Kyle,
go register that domain right now.
Zach Continue. Yo, could you? I'm buying the domain Zactinu as soon as we fucking stop recording.
Zactinu.tv.
It does not exist.
That's great.
It will exist in a second. Zactinu is up for grabs.
Yep. Zactinu. You give me like, you know, maybe 30 minutes and I'm going to snag that motherfucker.
It might not exist, but did you check if the domain's available?
Zactinu?
Kyle?
No.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
So this episode title is going to be 10 out of 10, ZachContinue.com.
Zactinu.
Omaha.
Omaha!
All hail Zactinu. I now have to name my next CD Zactinu.
that means you have to make one.
I've got songs. I just haven't been. I just haven't. Honestly, the only reason why I haven't finished it up is because, like, every time. every time I go to try and like start working on songs, like my neighbor's bitch.
Oh God, we can mix Automatone with Omaha. Omahamatone.
Omatomatone.
Omahamatone.
Omatomatone.
So yeah, wrapping up.
With Omaha.
I'm going to be really sad if we don't have a lot of Omaha this postseason.
Have you got any emails from me? I don't remember.
I don't know. I should I was going to say, check your outbox and see if you wrote us.
God. I don't remember.
Did I write you any emails?
What's email?
Did you write us any email?
Doesn't have to be an email.
Did you send us any words?
We can make it taller. We can make it not so tall. Email.
No, it looks like we don't have any email.
From a female.
All right.
It appears I have nothing. What the fuck else have I played? We never finished that shit.
Yeah, I'm playing Forza Horizon, by the way. And Rock Band with my fiance. And
No.
Diablo. Yo. Fucking shocker. And
I
roll ones every day, all day.
You or Chris, can you use PayPal to buy Steam games?
Yeah, I don't know if you can use it.
Unlikely.
Steam.
No.
No?
Damn. Because it turned out that I had sold my PS3 and they paid me in Steam, or not Steam, they paid me via PayPal. And I forgot about it. So I have $30 sitting on PayPal and nothing to do with it.
Tell them you want a check.
Actually, you could just transfer that over to your bank.
I might do that, so you guys might be getting gifted on, well, those of you who I have on Steam, I might just randomly buy $5 bullshit games.
Cool.
Or, give me a $5 copy of Goat Simulator.
If anybody wants Goat Simulator, add Papa Taros to Steam right the fuck now.
Oh, dude. Okay. So when I don't have it.
So when it's still on sale on Friday, maybe.
I don't have
anyone I'm currently talking to.
I'll finally play it. If you give it to me, I will play it.
Yes. I will. All right. I will gift you all Goat Simulator, and we can talk about it on next week's podcast.
I already have.
Sweet.
Why are we walking like this?
I was going to say, the other thing you could do with your PayPal is you can add it to Xbox.
That's nifty.
Or I could put it on my bank and then
Or you could buy stuff at Home Depot.
What? You could hop on eBay and buy, like, a flashlight for our show.
Oh, so funny story about Home Depot. So,
how many Mexicans
you guys were over 2 hours already?
Where the fuck did here's a story about Home Depot?
Because I said that
don't interrupt him and let's hear the story.
Yes, please.
All right.
So my coworker and I went to Home Depot like 3 weeks ago, and we asked them where their air conditioners were.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
It's cold as fuck right now.
So the air conditioner broke in the server room at our office. And as you might know, servers are hot.
Yeah.
So we needed a new air conditioner.
And they were just perplexed by the fact that you needed it.
So Home Depot's website said they had 11 in stock at the store. So we went to the Home Depot and asked the lady at the customer service desk, where are your air conditioners? And the lady looked at us like we had five heads. And she says, no, we don't have air conditioners. And we said, yes, your website says you have 11. So she called the guy in the back. And the guy in the back said, yes, we have 11 air conditioners.
You're going to have 10.
And you bought 11 air conditioners.
Well, we bought one. But it was funny because air conditioners.
Air conditioners in December. Hey, funny thing. We might get a fucking thunderstorm for Christmas instead of snow.
Sweet. I mean, we may have gotten a thunderstorm yesterday for Christmas.
Fuck the fourth wall. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Oh, and also, fuck you, Pappy, for introducing me to Will Wheaton's Tabletop, because I watch it every fucking day.
Will Wheaton?
You're welcome, sir.
Will Wheaton?
I literally watch it all the goddamn time now.
And you're happy as hell, aren't you?
I do. I want to play any board game with Will Wheaton now.
So kind of,
and I just hope that
play?
The other people that he hires on the show are people that I care about.
Yeah.
So what kind of music should we play?
We should play
Christmas.
Yeah. We need Christmas songs.
Well, we did that last week.
We need more Christmas
Super Mario Sleigh Ride.
There you go.
I like how he's telling me about a One Up song. Hey.
Right? Hey, it's a request.
Never heard of it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, I'll play more stuff from that, a very super VG Christmas album from last week, and I'll play Super Mario Sleigh Ride. Or maybe I should just do all Dale North Christmas songs.
Or
that wouldn't be bad, actually.
No, we're not doing McDonald's Treasure Island again. I played five fucking songs from it, and the intro.
There's still... What?
They're not as good.
Eight more songs?
They're not as good. I played the good ones.
You did pick some really good ones.
Yes, I picked the good ones.
Dude, the whole OST is fucking solid.
We're not playing more McDonald's Treasure Island.
Red Wine and Vicodin?
Maybe. Organize a Treasure Island remix project or remix album.
I'm going to do the whole thing.
Then I'll play it.
I'm going to do the whole game.
Yes, you were also doing a bunch of DOD this year.
Yeah, and then I moved into an apartment the size of a fucking butthole.
Sounds painful.
I thought you liked being in buttholes.
Oh. No, not playing electronic drums and stuff in them. No, actually, I was honestly...
You could fit in mine and play drums.
I was honestly thinking about, scrapping like the songs that I already have for the next CD, but yeah. I was honestly thinking about just like backburnering them and literally doing the whole OST.
And do it.
I might.
You have a month. We might still get you to Mag. You have a month. Crank that shit out.
I will not make it to Mag.
You already have a room offer.
I will not make it to Mag. I cannot make it to Mag.
Then you're not dedicated.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
I'm a month behind on rent. Like, that's $500 that I have to pull out of my ass.
If you could go to Mag, you'll get to watch Pappy get a tattoo.
I want a tattoo. Fuck you guys. I want a tattoo.
I don't have any. I want one. I've never got... My mom owes me one from high school.
I just won $500. It's Mag / tattoo money. There's a tattoo convention on the 9th, 10th, and 11th here. I'm going there.
Mag 2.
Mag 2 Koo.
I'm going... and for those of you... I'm going to get a Shoggoth. It's been decided.
Maybe at 8.5.2, I'll be able to make it.
You should get a Call of Duty logo tattooed.
Right next to your butthole.
Cod blops?
Bro.
Dude.
Hey.
Call of Goat Simulator.
Call of Goat Simulator.
You jest.
Hey, Zach.
Coming 2016.
Hey, yeah.
I'm calling you out for final words.
Hey, Josh has never been here. We should give him final words.
Remember
Zach's last time when I was here and I did final words and I just...
He's future fucking words.
Yeah, he just ripped off Henry Jones last time.
Yeah, but he's in the future.
But Josh has never all been right, on.
Right.
I don't know what this is.
How about you guys team up?
No, hold on. Let's all right, ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Ready? Three, all right. Two, one.
One, two, three, shoot.
Paper.
I had scissors.
I guess you win.
Sure you did.
You have to say it at the same time. Ready? Three, two, one. One, shoot.
Paper.
Scissors.
See that?
Okay, then Zach wins. All right, Zach, give us our final words.
Merry Christmas from the future, fuckers.
It's a table sandwich because I made it on the table.